that he had when he first came out of the water during his baptism. We empty the last of the sacks, gather the burlap, and head toward the truck. Before hopping in the back, I notice one ladybug resting on a lone sunflower growing at the edge of the cotton field. Instead of following the others, I guess it had its own plan. As soon as I get home, I'm going to mail that letter to Mom. It's early Monday morning. Cal and I climb to the roof of the Bowlerama and lie flat on our stomachs, chins resting on our hands, watching, waiting. The sun barely peaks above the horizon, and the stars have started to fade like dim car lights at dusk. We watch Pauly hitch the trailer to the back end of his Thunderbird and pull away. Away from the dairymaid parking lot. Away from Antler. Away from us. Zachary Beaver's trailer rides down the road until it looks like a white smudge entering the highway. Even though Zachary said he'd write, I know he won't. We'd seen the last of him. I can't tell you why, I just know. What would Zachary write about anyway? His life is made up of people who stare and ask nosy questions. But now, if anyone asks him if he has been baptized,